Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
820 David Steele is your Orlando Magic TV play-by-play voice. You know, we've been blessed with some great radio voices in this city, play-by-play-wise. You know, we're partial to Jim Donovan, obviously, your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan, the late, great Joe Thomas, or Joe Tate. Lord. Not the late, great Joe Thomas. He's still with us. He's also great. The late, great Joe Tate, who I'm pretty positive Jeff had me do my impression or tipped him off for me to do my impression to him when we had him on the show at night some years ago because I was a big Joe Tate fan. And Tom Hamilton's a legend here. I like Tim Alcorn a bunch. I'm actually a big fan of his. He's just has only been doing it in for the Cavs. He's been doing it a long time. He's only been doing it for the Cavs for a handful of years now. But you know, we've been blessed with some really good radio guys. There's one guy in particular in Major League Baseball that has a you either love him or hate him type of feel. And he decided to call it quits yesterday in his 80s. John Sterling stepping away from the mic for the New York Yankees. And I think we always will remember John Sterling.
Ball game over. Yankees win. Yankees win.
Holmes at the belt. And now the 3-2 swung on. A pop foul back here.
Ow. 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Swung on in the air to right. Back goes Stanton on the track at the wall leaping. And she is gone. It is a home run.
No.
They're all waiting. And why are they waiting?
Because Stanton caught the ball.
Okay. I didn't mean for that to happen. Audio courtesy of WFAN.
Oh, you didn't tell him? You didn't tell Owen to play those?
No, I did not tell Owen to play those.
What are you talking about?
Because the only John Sterling clips that anybody in local radio has played over the last decade have been the mess-ups.
Well, there's been a couple.
Because it's because his voice stands out so much.
Yes.
And
well, he's 85.
But even before,
he's been doing it for 34 years. Like, I didn't realize
he also
that.
Sounded like this 20 years ago, 30 yes. years ago. So he's got this great, booming, very original voice. He's doing the Yankees. So we all hate the Yankees, but people revere John Sterling. You'd get annoyed when they'd beat you because his calls would be so played out over the top. And he had a corniness, but he embraced the corny. And it seemed like Yankee fans embraced the corny. But over the last few years, it's just been, hey, let's play the old man screwing up.
I don't know why I always liked him. I've always liked
him. I kind of did too.
I can't, really?
Yeah.
See, I thought I'd get some pushback on that because I said, like, man, baseball's going to miss him. I had some people going, nope, he's terrible. I'm going, well, yeah, I mean, it's a subjective thing.
That is what's great about all these. I mean, there are people that think our announcers are terrible across the board. Like, it's just, you get to have an opinion on all these guys, it's what makes it fun. Even the legends. Like, I've heard people rip Tom Hamilton over the top. I'm like, I can't imagine listening to baseball with anybody else over the last how many years with Indians and now Guardians baseball.
When I first...
It's just, that's what's great about having the debates about these guys.
When I first started, I'm going to admit this. I don't think I've ever admitted it on the air. When I first started at night, and there's people who agree with you, and they like what you're doing, and there's people who don't. And it was a little bit at 25, and I'm talking to a much larger audience than I was beforehand. It's a little bit rattling at first. And what helped me the most is I did a simple search of Vin Scully. And the amount of people who were ripping Vin Scully. And I go, if they don't like Vin Scully, you ain't got no chance. I go, if you can find somebody to say something nasty about Vin Scully, you ain't got a prayer in hell, so you better just get used to it. That's all I could think of. Because, that, I mean, he is the gold standard of gold standards of my generation, and I know that he would always mention Red Barber, but, I mean, Vin Scully is the creme de la creme of everything here, and Bob Uecker, and now Tom Hamilton. I mean, there's a list there of legends, I mean, when it comes to baseball.
I've gone back, like, when I was young, I watched a ton of Cubs games. I get home from school, watch the Cubs, and Harry Carey was so revered. And if you're going back and listen to older Harry Carey, like, he was not very good. But younger Harry Carey, very different. Well, I didn't get to experience younger Harry Carey. But because I'm watching the games and everybody's telling me how big of a deal Harry Carey is, he's got a restaurant franchise. He's in a national advertising beer campaign. He gets to do the games differently from everybody else. I'm like, legend. And then you go back and listen to him, he's like all over the place. Like, this doesn't sound like a good play-by-play baseball guy.
Also, there's also times where he's in the bleachers and he's got his shirt off in the fourth inning already. So you have to weigh that out as well.
Like, do you like Chick Hearn? You go back and listen to Chick Hearn, I'm like, this is not good.
Is there a...
Which
wow,
is crazy. But I'm saying again, this, it's a different time.
Yeah.
Had I been a Laker fan during Chick Hearn, I would have thought he was the most amazing ever.
There's one guy nationally that everybody likes, and I'm like, I've heard enough. But the last time I've mentioned it, it got picked up by the trades.
So you got to watch it. Yeah, we have, for those that don't know, we've got spies. I'm telling you, there are people trying to get us in trouble with Barrett Sports Media and the other trades, because we have to now watch what we say about some of our brethren, because it gets picked up.
No, so now once that got picked up, I said, okay, first off, it wasn't even a real nasty comment that I said. I'm just like, hey, for the type of things that those people like, he gives them what they like, and that's it. It's just a little bit much for me.
Can you do a mic soft moment? Because I don't remember which one this is.
Wow, this is a long time. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the one I got in trouble for.
He's very polarizing.
Which if you listen to the show every day, you know exactly who I'm talking about. And I go, you know what? I'm never going to do it again. I'm only going to mention the ones I like.
I've run hot and cold with him.
I'm only going to mention the ones I like. Like Ian Eagle, I adore Ian Eagle. Love him. I like Jim Nance a whole bunch.
We loved Ian Eagle before it was cool.
I'm back and forth on Tony Romo as a commenter.
I'm off of Tony Romo now. I was on him. Now I'm off. Maybe he can get us back. Ian Eagle, we liked him. We were the hipsters with Ian Eagle. We liked him before it was cool.
Yes.
Now we're going to start hating him because everybody else likes him.
I don't know if that's going to be the truth.
You got that, Ian Eagle?
Now, are you like one of the people? What do you think of Noah? We've had Noah on the show. There's people who don't like Noah just because they know who his father is, and they feel it's
so
nepotism, and I'm going, I think he's pretty good.
I think
good.
He is great, like a prodigy on NBA. College football, because I'm this is where being a college football fan, he doesn't sound right yet. Of course, he's doing network games at how old is he, 26? He'll be elite at everything in like 6 months. Like, that's just the learning curve for somebody like him. It'll sound great. I mean, he did the Notre Dame Ohio State game. I mean, that's the dream of anybody who's ever watched college football to do a game like that.
Joe Mo says, just like everything else in New York, this play-by-play guy is overrated. 85 years old. They called him this play-by-play guy is overrated. I love it.
Well, when we, I remember listening to Cleveland Sports Radio when we were playing the Yankees in the 90s. They were playing his calls on Cleveland Radio, and he was getting trashed.
Oh, yeah.
Trash, because it was a rivalry. I mean, so we had to hate everybody. We had to hate their TV people, their radio people.
You remember what I thought about the Golden State highlights when we had to play those?
Yeah.
Felt like I was at a Gallagher show because of how much was going all over the microphone when we played Golden State.
But back in the day, Joe Torre and Triv getting at it, like, that was what was great about those rivalries was you end up hating everybody in their city.
216-474-0092. But I am a John Sterling fan, admittedly. Knowing some people who work at Infinity Sports, they tell some very nice stories about John Sterling. He seems like a good guy. I think I've actually got to speak to him one time on the network, And I'm a big fan, and I think baseball is going to miss the guy. I think a guy, Justin Shackle's taking over, who's a good dude in his own right. We came up in the minors together, so, yeah, good on them. But, again, yeah, it's just one of those things that I noticed. I'm like, hey, he's been doing it for 34 years. Before that, he was with the Braves and everything like that. I go, credit where it's due. I know not a lot of people in this area are big fans, but either way. I got to tell you something who I am a big fan of as well. You said you saw the Brandon Ayuk stuff.
Yeah.
And you wanted to get into it with Browns fans about that. Now, we got David Steele coming up here in just a little bit, so I got to get your thoughts on this before we get to David Steele and we start talking about the Cavs and Magic again.
Yeah, I got to give credit to the NFL because they have made it seem like every team has a chance at every player. That used to be the NBA. The NFL has gotten hip to building up your hopes as a fan base for any player. Like we talked about Micah Parsons a week ago. Is there any shot we have to get Micah Parsons? Probably not. The answer is probably closer to 0% than it is anything else.
Yeah.
Yet we had a great debate about it, about Micah Parsons, and it was a great window into how we feel about the team and team building and assets and all that. And then Brandon Ayuk comes up. Browns fans. Emojis? Side eyes? Do we have a chance? Laser beams? Barry? Aggressive? It's like, we're not getting Brandon Ayuk. But now fans think that we have a chance to get any big name. If you've heard of the guy, if you've seen him in a Super Bowl, you think you have a shot at these guys. And I just want to temper expectations. Like, the team is built. We're past the building stage. I know once John Dorsey traded for Odell, we thought everything was possible. And then this regime went and got, in one of the unforgettable moves ever,
yeah,
end up getting Deshaun Watson. Like, I think the big name blitz is over for the Browns.
Well, I don't want to.
I don't think we're going to be linked to any of these big names that become available.
Well, I'm not going to sit there and lie to people and say, like, we have chances at all these guys, because I understand that there are dollars and cents and whatever you have as far as. I mean, you can want them all you want, but if you don't have the wherewithal to make draft picks available
other teams
for
have
another
the picks,
team.
Other teams have way more money.
Yes. So if you can't make that happen, then you just can't make that happen and you have to deal with that. That said, I say dare to dream. I said the same thing about Micah Parsons. I'll say the same thing about Brandon Ayuk. I'll say the same thing about the next disgruntled football player who's a star with whatever contender that's out there. I don't care. I know that my window right now is only so long. I could have a period of time here where Deshaun Watson could catch fire and it could be green grass and high tides forever. Or at the end of this year, we could be looking at a much more grave situation. So I'm willing to do anything it takes, and I'm willing to rob Peter to pay Paul for the future to try to stack as much talent on this football team as possible to support him as much so he can prove to me. Like, this has been a weird show because with the Cavs, it's what can you do against yeah. Orlando to prove to me I want you to be around for a long time. In the Browns, it's what can you prove to me to prove that you're going to be here and keep this team's head above water if you have to take over while we start to reduce the roster or change over the roster, I should say. So I need to do everything I can to support Watson on the field and to make sure that he has everything there. So I am not unturning any stone that isn't needed to be unturned.
It,
I have to do it.
But isn't that incredible? We just turned the whole conversation because you said to support Watson.
I have to.
When we got Watson, it was, oh, he'll make everybody better. Now we're basically saying that can't happen and we need other people to make him better.
The truth happens. It happens. 216-474-0092. We'll get back to this coming up in a bit. And some people accusing us of pitting one team against another. That after David Steele, the Orlando Magic TV play-by-play voice. He's coming up next on The Fan.
Kenny, what percentage of Cavs fans listening today, especially the ones hammering the Cavs for how things unfolded in the final game of the year, dictating their pick almost, so to speak, for the Orlando Magic in round one, what percentage of those fans know anything about the Orlando Magic?
36%.
You know who knows 100% about the Magic?
Who?
That would be David Steele, play-by-play voice, television voice of the Orlando Magic on Bally's, Florida. David Steele, we welcome you to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing today?
We're excited. Well, I'd say we're excited, but then a lot of fans are not exactly thrilled at really the second half collapse of the Cavaliers, how they dictated, who are they going to go up against. And I guess my first question is, from a Magic perspective, was there, quote, disrespect felt by the Magic fans, by the Magic organization, by the Magic players on what the Cavs did?
Well, even if not, I'm sure there's going to be some locker room discussion about it. But nevertheless, I will make a comment about your 36% of Cleveland fans don't know anything about the Magic. I would say that might be above the national average. So at least you've got that going for you. But it'll be gone as soon as the ball is tipped up on Saturday. And I don't think that's going to be much of a factor.
David, you scared the bejesus out of me because I thought you were going to take umbrage with the 36%. I was like, I was just joking, Dave. David Steele joining us here, TV play-by-play voice of the Orlando Magic. Do you like kind of being under the radar there? Because, I mean, this is your first trip to the playoffs. Next year, the year after, the secret's going to be out.
Well, we have no choice. I mean, it's under the radar is where we exist. So it's not a big deal. And you're right. I mean, deservedly so for many, many years. But this is a very good young basketball team. I think people that know the NBA know that. They know that they're a dangerous team. But the thing is, they're very inexperienced. You don't have a lot of postseason experience in that locker room. Joe Ingles has played in 7 postseasons with mainly the Utah Jazz. I think he played 50 playoff games. So he's been in some big games. Gary Harris has been in some big games in Denver. Outside of that, it's Markelle Fultz played in 5 games in Philly, and Jonathan Isaac played 5 games for the Magic in 2019. So that's it as far as postseason experience is concerned. But sometimes what you don't know is good for you, because these guys are fearless and they think they can do some damage. We'll see.
How far back can I go with these two teams? Because it seems to be that the Cavs had a little bit of trouble this year, but I still remember them having trouble with Orlando last year, if I'm not mistaken there, David, as the Magic continued to build their roster.
I think so. I think that is true. I can recall a game last year at Cleveland that probably should not have gone Orlando's way. I think the length of Orlando, I think they're very similar in the way they want to play, the way that they're built, the length, the physicality. The coaches, as you guys probably know, they're very good friends off the court. JB and Jamal that's one of Jamal's best friends in the NBA. So they have similar philosophies. They've coached together. They vacationed together. They talk basketball constantly, so it's going to be a fascinating series in that regard.
We're talking to David Steele on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, play-by-play voice of the Magic. Talk about the matchup, just matchup-wise. We know that both teams defensively, and when the Cavs were healthy before the All-Star break, defensively they were one of the best. And the Magic, after the All-Star break, the best defensive team by many of the metrics. So we expect a slugfest. How do you think these two teams match up?
I think that's the word, a rock fight, a slugfest, put it however you want to put it. I think that's what we're going to have, because we know how the officiating changes a bit in the postseason, and the games that are physical are going to be more physical. There are going to be fewer fouls called. Players are going to have to make plays through contact, and we know that that's coming. And in my opinion, these are two of the more physical, more talented defensive teams in the NBA, because you have individual great defenders and you have outstanding team concept defenders. So it's going to make for, I suspect, some low scoring, low field goal percentage, rock fights, if you will.
Can you guys score? Can you guys score enough? David, as you know, it's been very difficult.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Colt, throughout the season.
Great question.
And this is why the Cavs, a lot of people think they chose the Magic, is because they don't think that the Magic can score enough to keep up.
Well, that's the question. It really is. I mean, Orlando's 22nd, I think, in offensive efficiency, averages about 108, 110, maybe somewhere right in there per game, which in today's NBA, if you don't score 110 on average, it's very tough to win. So they hang their hat on defense. I mean, they do. So that's the key question. On the nights where, I don't know, maybe Jalen Suggs catches fire from three-point range, the three ball is very big. I had a number the other night when a team makes 15 threes or more against Orlando. I think Orlando's record is something like 4-15. So when another team goes off, that's a big problem because the Magic do have trouble scoring. So that's going to be an important thing to watch.
Last year, do the Magic believe that they have to get physical with the Cavs and they can make the Cavs quit in a game and quit in a series?
Leading the witness, Kenny, this has got to stop.
I'm asking questions here. That's all I'm doing.
That's okay. That's fair enough. No, I wouldn't go there. I don't think you're going to see Cleveland. That Cleveland team quit. I mean, I can't see that. Not a J.B. Bickerstaff team with Donovan Mitchell and Garland and Jared Allen. Those guys are competitors. Evan Mobley, one of the great defensive players in the NBA. No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think they just want to be the team that comes out with more physicality in the first quarter, right off the opening tip. Because, you know, as we know, we've watched a lot of NBA. If you do it from the opening tip, then you're going to get away with a lot more physicality than if you, you know, kind of walk your way into a game. The officials kind of get used to seeing how you're playing. And then all of a sudden, sometime in the middle of the second quarter or the second half, you start trying to get physical. That's when you get the whistles. But so I think the more important thing is to come out with great physicality at the opening tip.
David Steele with us right now. Can you talk about the star of the show offensively? Very young player, but obviously very versatile. It seems to be getting better each and every day. Paolo Banchero.
Yeah, he's great. I mean, he really is. He is a fierce competitor. That's what I really love about him. He is super focused. He works very hard at his craft, and he has for many, many years. You know, that's the thing. We talk about that these players have not been in the playoffs, but when you have a 21-year-old like Paolo Banchero, who since maybe age 14 has played in big games, whether they be AAU, high school, the Final Four at Duke, and he's a guy that's really locked in. Now, he hasn't been in an NBA playoff situation, so, you know, that's going to be a first for him. But he's really special. I mean, he really can do it all. And he gets a lot of attention because we don't have a lot of those three-point shooters like you guys have, Spruce and Niang, to spread around the floor. He doesn't have that. So, you know, that makes things a little tighter for him. But it makes it even more remarkable to me what he's been able to accomplish. To average, 23 points, almost 7 rebounds, about 6 assists per game. And that's a pretty elite group of players that he joined this year with those numbers. I think it was only 5 or 6 other guys, Doncic, just a LeBron James, just a few others, Jokic, that put those kind of numbers up. And he did it on a 47-win team. But frankly, I was, I'm not really surprised because, again, go back to your first question about under the radar, Orlando under the radar. But if anybody paid attention, he should have been a strong candidate for at least a third-team All-NBA with what he produced this year and how successful the team was.
Have the Magic already accomplished their goal for the season, making the playoffs as a 5 seed?
Well, you know, I don't know what that looks like in that locker room. You know, I don't know if they took a deep breath or, you know, if they're excited. I would think, and knowing Jamal, I do know I've talked with Jamal a lot about it. He's going to keep the pedal to the metal and going to keep driving these guys. That is a danger when you have a team that is this young. I think back, I've been doing the games for the Magic since the beginning, 1989, and it was a young team in 93. Shaq was in his second year. Penny was in his first year. And the team won 50 games in the regular season. Shocked a lot of people. And the first round matchup was with Indiana with a veteran team led by Byron Scott. And they were a lower seed, but they won the series. I think it was maybe a 5-game series, 3-1. But, you know, that team, you know, didn't know what they didn't know with Shaq and Penny at very, very young, 21, 22 years of age. You know, this could be a similar situation. It's a young, the stars are young, they're inexperienced, but still, like I said, they're a very dangerous team because you just don't know what to expect from them.
David has been a longtime broadcaster there in Florida and beyond. Of course, the 2009 playoffs was supposed to be a coronation for LeBron and the Cavs. To this day, David, that is one of the toughest 2 weeks of my life, and I've had parents pass away. David, it was ugly. Do you remember much of that series? What stands out to you? Because our fans surely remember.
Oh, just the phenomenal level of play. I mean, Cleveland, I thought it was just a high-level NBA playoff series. Eastern Conference Finals, Dwight Howard at the peak of his ability. LeBron, you know, he was peaking as well in his greatness. And the Magic just had players really step up big. The Rashard Lewis, Hedo Turkoglu, Jameer Nelson, those guys just stepped up and made big plays at the right time.
David Steele joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Is this the Jonathan Isaac series like Mitchell? It was the Mitchell Robinson series last year against the Knicks.
I would be, if I were a Cleveland fan, I would be scared of Jonathan Isaac. He started on Sunday against Milwaukee. They've ramped him up all year long. They have been so cautious with him that it was almost maddening for us watching the games because he would come in, have many, many, many games this year. He would come in, wreak havoc for 4 minutes, turn a game around, literally turn a game around that's headed in the wrong direction, which he did Sunday, by the way, against Milwaukee. Check out of the game and come back in for maybe 5 or 6 minutes, play 11, 12, 13 minutes. And then he would sit for a second night of back-to-back. Some, if he tweaked an ankle and missed a couple of weeks, you know, it just seems like they couldn't get him on the floor for any continuity. But what they've done is they've ramped him up in the last 2 or 3 weeks of the season, and he played 26 minutes on Sunday. And with days off between games, I suspect that I wouldn't be surprised if he starts. I wouldn't be surprised if even if he doesn't start, he plays 25 to 30 minutes in this series. And that's he's a difference maker. I'm just telling you guys, it's something to watch him play defense. He can guard everybody on the floor. Evan Mobley-like, that kind of presence defensively. And when he is rolling, he gets the team going too.
All right, David, we thank you very much for the time. We are nervous about hearing that. We thank you very much. Hopefully you enjoy the series, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David Steele, from the Orlando Magic television broadcast, Bally Sports Florida, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Boy, did I ask the right question there, didn't I? If I were a Cavs fan, I'd be nervous about Jonathan Isaac.
I'd be scared.
Scared.
Yeah.
Scared of Jonathan Isaac. That's a quote. Well.
I told you I was watching video before the show, fixated on both Jalen Suggs and Isaac. The good news is, though, they really can't score. And notice, he didn't push back at any of that. So
yeah, he didn't.
So you would think, right? The Donovan Mitchell we saw in that game against the Pacers, and I know the Pacers don't play any defense, but that Donovan Mitchell and the way he moved, that gave me a lot of hope. Because if he has even his B-minus game, a B-minus series against Orlando, I think that could be enough. the way these two teams are going to struggle to score.
I don't know, man. When I hear a guy say that we should be scared of Jonathan Isaac, I go, oh, God. I'm starting to get the – that's a bad memory last year of Mitchell Robinson laughing at us. 216-474-0092. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima coming up next as well. Divide and conquer. That's what we've been accused of anyway. You and I pulled a chicken bleep move in that interview when he said that. David Steele, the Orlando Magic TV play-by-play guy. You and I wanted to go, whoa! But since we interrupted him so many times before, and he's older than us, we got nervous.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was willing to play along with our shenanigans.
What if he would have hung up on us?
I was very close.
Would have turned heat. Would have been some heat then.
That would have been fun. We'd start a rivalry. I was very close. Like Cool Trap says, David mentioning 2009 Magic supporting cast without mentioning steroids. I'm telling you, Ken, I had it ready to go.
He had the mic. Okay. I'll tell everybody's thinking the steroids, allegedly. Lima turned the mic off and we both mouthed the word to each other.
Yeah. And I was ready to ask if there needed to be an asterisk by the 2009 playoff run, but he seemed like such a nice guy. And it almost felt like it would have been not a fair fight. Like, if Daryl were on, we're going to go blue. If Mary Kay were on, all right, here we go. Buckle up.
You don't know us.
But he doesn't know us.
You don't know us.
Might have gone a little awkward. I don't know. Maybe our fans would have wanted that.
Should we have done it that way? Should we have mixed it up with him?
Should we have mentioned the steroids? 216-474-0092. You know what? Our boss, Andy Roth.
He wanted us to mention the steroids.
In our extensive post-show meeting yesterday, he said, I wonder how much fans even care about 2009. Because if it were the NFL.
I think of that. That's the first thing I thought of when I knew we were playing the Magic was 2009.
Well, we hold on to that
never
stuff.
Forget that series.
Like
as long
the
as
next time we play the Chiefs in a playoff game, if it ever happens again, you never know in the NFL. But even in the regular season, when we match up against Chiefs this year, what's going to be brought up? There's going to be some pivotal moments from that playoff
that
game.
That series was so significant for a multitude of reasons for both the Cavs and the Orlando Magic. But especially myself as a Cavs fan, I told you I remember exactly where I was when LeBron hit the shot. And I remember I was so excited. I bought the whole table a round of drinks. It ended up costing me like $400 of money I did not have at that time. And then I remember not even feeling that good about it. I go, I can't believe he had to hit a game winner, buzzer beater to beat the Orlando Magic. Yeah. This is not going to be good. And then they went out, they lost the rest of that series. And it started this entire panic. Like, there were people nervous before the panic then was set in. About LeBron, his future, this team getting over. Because by the next year, that was Boston, and that was it. And that series right there started my freak out, everybody else's freak out. I'll never forget that series as long as I live.
But don't forget, it was supposed to be Kobe, LeBron.
Yep.
That was supposed to be the meetup of those two superstars. One that was just starting to probably be on the downward of his prime in Kobe, because he had won, you know, two championships there in the second iteration with Pau Gasol. And then it was going to be LeBron on the way up. And it was supposed to be amazing to see that. Almost like when it was Magic and MJ.
We got robbed.
Throughout the years, you know, we've had that and we never got it with LeBron and Kobe. All because of that damn series where, if you think about it, the Magic played kind of like, and I know it's way different now, they kind of played like the teams today, meaning
I think that's
space them out, three-point shooting, keep them flying throughout the whole series. Remember, everybody was just shooting the three against us, and nobody played like that back
series,
then.
That series is a real Cavs fan series because I think nationally, like, they'll all say, Paul Pierce is what caused LeBron to leave Cleveland. Like, no, Paul Pierce, he didn't help LeBron stay in Cleveland, obviously. But that whole series, that was set in motion a long time before, a year before, against the Orlando Magic. That series sticks out. And now it sticks out to me here because the first thing you hear about it, and I go, if you don't win this series, this iteration of the Cavs is done. JB's certainly done. He might be done anyway, but JB's certainly done. Donovan Mitchell, what argument do you have for Donovan Mitchell staying now?
Right.
Like, it goes right out the window. If we're talking about money, money's one thing, okay? Now, I've made every argument in the world, and I've believed for a long time that Donovan Mitchell's going to stay, partly because of that business investment. They go out there and they lose to Orlando. I got nothing for you. I got nothing for you. I think he sits there and I think he sees Dame Lillard, and I think he does not want to be that, and he doesn't want to get stuck. And I still think he wants to be a number one, and I think he might have a rude awakening because I think he can be a top 10 player, but he's got to play with one of those top five players if he wants to do it. And I think that's going to be a very difficult thing. So that means that Evan has to ascend or somebody else has to ascend. And boy, that's a hell of a lot easier said than done. So there might be some massive moves that have to come around for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But man, you lose that series, everything's on the deck. It might be the most pivotal series. I know you got Steph and LeBron this evening, but it's like, man, this might be the most pivotal series of the postseason because you've been building something meticulously through the last six seasons to try to put something together, and we're still not where the fans want them to be, and maybe that's us overshooting it because, you know, I want to be, above all, I do want to be fair to the Cavs, and I was very fit to be tied yesterday. But I also am the first person to say, well, you know, it takes a few trips for a team to really get their footing in the postseason. It takes a few trips. The Miami Heat with LeBron, they lost their first trip to the finals. So it takes a couple of times. The Cavaliers, first year, nothing. Second year, remember they had that terrible streak at the end of the season and they found themselves out of the playoffs. Year after that, you know, had to go up against Detroit, had to learn how to go up against Detroit and those teams to finally break through and get over the hump. Like, it takes a bit to that. And I think that I don't want to be unfair to them. I'm very bitter. I'm very upset. I just want to be fair to the organization. Like, I'm trying to be fair to every organization. Although there are people who are saying that we like to divide and conquer and that we're meaner to one team or two teams than the others. You heard that tone?
I have heard that. I've heard that plenty of
times.
Are
we harder on any team more than the others? 216-474-0092.
Yeah, we
you
get
had
this
thought yesterday, especially after you and I got into it about the... And yes, guys, I know that people got suspended for steroids. I was being facetious. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, I find it interesting when people accuse, you know, a media entity in town of, quote, dividing the fan bases. Me and all my friends root for all three teams. Like, we root for all three teams if we're dividing the fan bases. Like, what percentage of our fans love the Browns and don't watch any Cavs? Like, is it that high? I always was led to believe we're some great sports city where we watch all of our teams, especially when they make the playoffs, especially when it's playoff time. Like, I can get not paying attention to teams that are tanking or playing a bunch of young guys that aren't really that exciting. Like, we're in the playoffs now. We should all be really excited.
Yeah.
But it came up yesterday because in a lot of ways, these years between the Browns and the Cavs have direct parallels. Both made these huge swings at a superstar in a trade. Donovan Mitchell and obviously Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Both teams have young talent up and down. Both these teams. I mean, the Browns, what did we say? Absolutely loaded. Cavs, you know, you look at the payrolls are both, you know, towards the top of each league.
Yep.
Like, these are teams that made these deals because they do want to compete. And yet I brought up yesterday when the Browns made the playoffs, we did a pep rally. Everybody was on board. There was
excitement. Called me Brown of the Elf.
I called you Brown of the Elf when you called me Whammer. I
called you Whammer.
But yet the Cavs were booing them off the floor. Everyone's miserable. Everybody's down on the Cavs now because it looks like now there's a definite limited ceiling on this year's team. When I would argue, the Browns, yeah, we did a pep rally. The Browns had no shot to win the Super Bowl last year. They didn't. But yet that didn't change. That didn't bother us the way that we got excited. Why is there no excitement about this Cavs team?
All right, 216-474-0092. Are we harder on any one of the other teams than the others here in town? I'll get to you guys. I want to know, do you really believe, it could be this station, it could be this show, do you think that we are harder? I actually want to hear your opinion, because I'm trying to be fair as much as I can to all three. Ken Carman, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.